I was born at 24 Highlands Road, which is quite near the St Mary and St Nicholas Parish Church, which is on the hill. My father was a gardener, and as far back as I can remember, he used to walk to work to just beyond Grange Road, Ashted, to a big house and gardens, Mr. Hugh Williams. The house was known as the Uplands. I think they were solicitors or barristers up in London. I think their name still goes on, Hugh Williams. So whether it's the same people or not, I don't know. There were five, and my youngest sister died at the age of two. I had a brother who was about 2 years older than me, Sidney James Dench, and two sisters. The eldest is Evening, and she's living in 40 Foot Road, Leatherhead, in the flats. My younger sister is Mrs. Gosher, and she lives still at 24 Highlands Road. She was born there too. We're all born there. My mother, Elizabeth. She Eliza. Was known as Eliza. They were Effingham people. My father was a gardener at the vicarage there when my mother and father met. And my grandfather was a farmer over on Effingham Common towards the railway junction. Of course, in those days, there wasn't any railway. It hadn't got as far as Bookham. When we went to Effingham, we used to have to get up early in the morning and walk from here all the way. We used to go through the path at the mill pond at Leatherhead and then on through the lower road till the other side of Great Bookham Church. I suppose you would call it a second-class road in those days, a sort of roughish road. A little way past, there was a pathway which ran through to Little Bookham Church. We used to sit down on a little seat which was built round a yew tree, and I believe it's still there today. And then we used to have a rest. The path went on to Effingham Churchyard, because I think in those days the path went from one church to another. We used to rest there and then walk down the second class road to grandfather's.
How long would that take you? 2 hours?
Oh, I should think so. But we thought nothing of it.
It wasn't dangerous.
No. Perhaps we would see a pony and trap coming along or something of that. And of course there weren't cars and things much in those days. And we were lucky if ever we got a lift. Not very often at all. We'd spend the day in the farmyard playing about, and then in the evening we had all that distance to come home.
But your grandfather didn't bring you back in a horse and cart?
No. He had a horse and cart, of course, but and also just round the corner at a place called Leebrook, there was another little roadway going across, and my mother's cousin had a little small holding there, and there were two properties. The house was in the larger property, and the other one, there was more kitchen garden. There were fruit trees all in the orchards, and my mother's cousin used to have to go to Kingston to sell fruit, and also he kept cows and sheep as well. A few months ago, I was being given a ride round to some friends at Bookham, and they took me over there. And we went up to this little narrow road and went up as far as was possible, but the road was pretty bad and very wet and muddy. But still the old cart was there in the little cart shed with the shafts up, you know, as it used to be.
Cart.
It's still there today, where the people, whoever owned it, owned the property after it was sold, have still kept the cart.